Tuesday, in brackets, written on Wednesday, week 2.
Various backcountry hikes today, looking for more hidden places to work with later on. Every time being out there at the monument, it feels so right. Being not out there, even one day, feels wrong. Have to go and stop everywhere. Have to press the shutter button again and again, repeatedly, again, never stop, again, go on, further, can't get enough. Pictures of signs of civilization in the park, too. Signs, parking lots, streets, once again shadows of Joshua trees, asphalt crack repairs. So far, I didn't really mention it in the diary, but these cracks caught my eye from day one or two on. Keep trying to interpret them as shifted shadows of Joshua trees. Started to compare them with different states or real shadows of the trees. Creating abstractions. Taking pictures of various stages throughout the day. These are appearances we're trained to ignore. To be able to focus on the road and other more significant objects, actions, and the landscapes. But these cracks and shadows are quite apparent, trying to catch your eye. What about a flirt with a Joshua tree? Closing your eyes for a blink, keeping your eyes on the falling shadows of these breathtaking trees. Give your eyes a break from focusing on anything else but their shadows. Then you're ready to let your glance waver from their shadows over their long, beautifully grown trunks, slowly to their hairy arms and unbelievably developed buds growing towards the sky. I stare deep into the eyes of this yucca brevifolia. I'm in love. She is a goddess. Let me call you Yuck Leah. I'm Gare. Another focus from the beginning on during this residency was on colors, patterns and colors. Last week, I spent hours at the local Home Depot about 12 miles from here. I came back with a shopping cart full of carpet samples. Had a nice talk with the store manager. The salesperson's responsible for carpets totally approved it, encouraged me to take as many samples I need, although they had no clue what I'm doing with all this stuff. It's approved. It's in their policies, so nothing wrong with it. That's what they told me. The manager seemed to have her concerns when checking out. She finally approved, puzzled, on this Tuesday evening during sunset. I tried to let these artificial forms of representations of desert colors and haptics blend in. Blend into the desert, camouflages, organic sepia tones. Felt like a memory match game. Still trying to stay naive on my perceptions here. The eyes of a grown-up child, always thinking and seeing and feeling like the first time. And then it's getting complicated already. Headache. Too much sun today. Need some sleep.